Welcome to Saddle Up Live, a transformative podcast tailored for women aged 40 and beyond, where courage, God's grace, and a touch of sass are the driving forces behind conquering life's challenges. Join me, Lisa Koski, as I take you on a captivating ride through the multifaceted aspects of womanhood in this vibrant stage of life. We are covering everything from my journey through breast cancer, the intricacies of marriage and the joys of motherhood, to the exciting adventures of grandparenting. In each episode, we saddle up for candid conversations about God, health, relationships, family dynamics, and the beautiful chaos that comes along the way. But here's the twist. Saddle Up Live goes beyond navigating the highs and lows of life. It's a platform dedicated to sharing what we have learned along the way. I want to help women thrive through it all. Together, we'll uncover actionable strategies for personal and professional development, providing you with the tools and inspiration needed to blaze new trails and seize every opportunity that comes your way. Moreover, we are committed to helping you suffer less and live more fully. Through our discussions on God, health, wellness, and mindfulness, we explore practical techniques for managing stress, cultivating resilience, and embracing a holistic approach to self-care. So whether you're looking for practical advice, heartfelt stories, or simply a supportive community of like-minded women, saddle up and join us on this exhilarating ride. Because at Saddle Up Live, we believe every woman deserves to thrive, flourish, and live her best life, no matter her age or stage. Welcome, listeners, to our second podcast episode with Coach Tracy on learning how to be happier. And we're basing it on a book, and you can go back and listen to last week where we talked about kind of the four ways you can live. Is that what you call them, Tracy? I just say the four types of living.
Yeah. I would say it's kind of categorizing happiness into archetypes.
Yes.
And so, yeah. And I think you did a great job.
You said it much better than I did. So, and I think we were kind of talking about the one that was most appealing is how we can be happy now and in the future. And then in this episode, we're going to talk about how happiness leads to success.
Yeah.
So how can you be happy now and in the future? And I think last week I kind of equated it to, like when I go on a jog, or I really enjoy jogs, I enjoy walks, and there's something that's helping my body in the future. So that's, yeah. I think, a really good example.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead.
I would also say, it's really what you make things mean. So a lot of times if somebody realizes that they're frustrated or they're overwhelmed, and then they make that mean something about their morality, when in reality, like, we're meant to experience all emotions. So if you can have an expectation of unwanted emotions coming and going, and that life is 50-50, you will find yourself in a much happier state. But if you believe you should always be happy, right there from the jump, you're setting yourself up for disappointment, right? Yes. Because that's just not reality. We have all sorts of circumstances, all sorts of curveballs being thrown at us. And if we have an expectation that they're coming and we are equipped to handle circumstances, it's all about managing the way we think about them. And we have a belief that they're coming and I know how to handle it. Now we can navigate through even the most unwanted emotions. That actually delivers us into this aggregated state of happiness.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. And I think the experts actually say that people who kind of judge, I'm not happy. Why am I not happy? How am I going to get happy? Are less happy than people who just feel all the feels. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Right. Because they have an expectation that this is life. We are supposed to feel yes. it all. And they're not going to make it mean anything about their morality, that they're a bad person or that they're broken because they're experiencing an unwanted emotion. They're going to make it mean they're human.
Yep.
Right. So it's like, instead of making it mean something about your morality, make it mean something about your humanity. You're human. We all have that 3-pound organ that exists between our ears. Yep. And at times it can be very dramatic, and it's your job just to recognize when it's being dramatic and like almost self-sabotaging, and when it's being intentional. Yep. It's like there is a choice right there. And so I would say it really takes effort into like strengthening that awareness. It's almost like a physical fitness routine where you go into a gym and lift the heavy weights to get stronger. The same is true with your brain. It's just, think of it as like a mental fitness routine. And the more you stay aware, that would be the equivalent to you lifting that heavy weight.
Yep.
And strengthening the part of your brain that through awareness alone allows you to be intentional.
Well, and it's so interesting, Tracy, because the person that I am, it kind of takes the pressure off. It's like, well, I don't have to like make myself be happy.
Right.
Because I was thinking that my whole life has been, how am I going to be happy? And I don't know if that's normal, but when I heard that, it gave me empathy to myself.
Yeah.
And it made it easier. Like, oh my gosh, I'm actually shooting myself in the foot by judging myself that right. I'm not happy. That's right. That's not helping anything.
Right. Yeah. That realization can be so freeing. It can be so liberating. It's like when you normalize unwanted feelings, you know, any feeling other than happiness, when you normalize that, you feel free. Yeah. Those people who think that there's something wrong because they're not happy every moment, happiness is actually like an aggregated state. It's like I said, it is like the long-term meaning or the long-term purpose. Like, do you have purpose in your life?
Yeah.
And the incremental, like moment by moment, gratification. It's mm-hmm. both. And so you almost like can discover or deduct that you're happy by looking backwards and almost like adding up, like, do I have the meaning, and how many like moments was I actually in this state of like gratification or pleasure?
Well, and I want to say that, I'm sorry to jump in, but I was just thinking about kind of a powerful meditation example that I learned through the book that we're talking about, the Happier book. This is interesting too. It took the pressure off of meditation, because all I had to do was take some deep breaths to get in my body and then think about a time when I was happy, and you focus on that. And the author mentions to do that every day. And I think, you know, I just think that's such a great tool, and I haven't done it every day. And, you know, today, Tracy, I wanted to get into talking about happiness leads to success, but I can't help. And I wasn't going to talk about chemo again, darn it, but I can't help it, because we are talking about wanting to be happy through the journey. And I mean, I'm doing well, but it's hard to go to chemo. I don't like going to chemo. So can you help me, coach me? How can I make it happier? Because it's not forever. It's short, you know, basically short lived. Yeah. So why would I waste this time not being happy through it?
Well, okay. So if you really kind of look at the purpose of you going to chemo, like, tell me why you've made, because you had a choice. You didn't have to go through chemo. You made the decision after gathering all the data, all the information, that this was the next right step for you, but you had a choice. And so reminding yourself of the bigger reason, the bigger purpose, instead of focusing on, you know, the that narrow focus of actually having to go and sitting in the chair and focusing on that emotion of maybe dread or despair, you know, that is hitting you right in that moment. Look at the bigger purpose, because happiness, again, is meaning or purpose, as well as those moments of pleasure.
Yeah.
And so if you're not finding it in the moment, look at the bigger picture.
Okay. That helps me. Well, obviously we know, because we don't want it to come back. The cancer's gone. I don't want it back ever.
Yeah.
And so this is how that's going to happen.
Yes.
And so, okay. So that helps me. You know, and then I think through, and I suppose that's also true. So this is one of those times where it is going to be difficult, like the ice on my hands during, you know, we talked about that last week, how it's difficult, but it's worth it because of the future.
Right.
Because
and you're also learning so much about yourself through these experiences. Not that anybody would choose to learn more about themselves through this experience.
Let me share it with all of you so you don't have to go through the experience to learn
right.
it.
Right. But ultimately, you know, you're dealing with the cards that have been dealt, and you can look at this experience and recognize how much you've learned about yourself through it.
You know, Trace, and it's so interesting as you're saying that, I am learning so much, because I talked to my husband about the different experience I had and the different times I went. So I've gone three times now. Second time was amazing, and all the nurses are great. But the second time, the nurse was, she took away all my fears. She didn't ask me like, what do you want? She just like took care of things. She was so competent and kind, and I felt completely taken care of. Okay. So then and it was like, I walked in and I went in, and I don't have a port, so I get an IV put in. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of nervous about that, because I thought, oh, are they going to tell me I need a port? And they do an ultrasound so they can find your veins. And she's like, oh, you got lots of good veins. And I was like, yay. And so I was in that, I was actually kind of happy. Yeah. And I went back. And then the last time I went in and I sat down, and it was a different lady who was doing the ultrasound. And she said, why didn't you want a port? And so that made me, it kind of took me aback. She said, oh, my brother had cancer and he wanted to get a port right away. And then the other lady said, well, she's here just for a definite time period, and she has the chemo that you can. So, and I didn't want a port. I mean, if you have to have one, you have to. But so that kind of brought me down a little, because it's like, why are they asking that? Is she, you know? And so then I went in, just a beautiful nurse, but she was more asking me, well, now this week we take away, you didn't have an allergic reaction the first two, so we're taking away the Benadryl. We're going to take away the steroids. And I was afraid, because I thought they were what was making me feel good, because I had done so well. And she was very kind, but more wishy-washy and more, well, it's your choice. I'm like, I can't freaking make this choice. What the hell? I'm not a chemo ex, I can't make that choice. I'm just sitting there like a deer in headlights. And then, how have your symptoms been? I'm like, well, I don't have it. You know, I didn't really have a little heartburn the first week and not really much. And then she said, well, they could kind of pop up, you know, you just don't really know. And someone before this had told me, just like the nurse practitioner today reassured me, nothing's going to pop out of the blue other than what you're experiencing. She didn't say that.
Right.
And it made my experience gross. I sat and my husband looked at me. He's like, why do you have that look on your face? And I'm like, I kind of felt like I could cry as I sat there. It was awful. It was an awful experience. Mm-hmm. And looking at that, isn't that interesting? Same exact experience. It was their effect on me that made the difference.
Right. And so you can look at those two very similar circumstances of going and getting chemo and, you know, having different nurses, and you appreciate one who was very like convicted, very like confident mm-hmm. in the way she was going to, you know, her bedside manner. And you appreciate her more than ever after having one that has a much different approach. Mm-hmm. And so you can also take away from that, that you're still here to tell the story. You again, learned something about yourself. You really like being treated by the people who are very convicted and like almost just, you know, rigid in the way they do stuff, where other people might come in and they like to have more options. They might like to know the, you know, all of the, you know, details, and you're just not one of those people.
Right.
You want to come in and be treated by somebody who does it the same way every time. And so you now know that about yourself.
Right. And I think now I can be ready when I go in to get my IV. I can just be knowing that I know why I'm doing this.
Yes.
It's a set period of time. It's okay to do it with this chemo. My oncologist said that it was, and I didn't want a port. I don't want a surgery that put a port in me if I don't have to. Yep. And I don't mind the IVs. And so, and I have good veins.
So doesn't that feel really good to have that kind of decision?
Yes. And I think what can be really hard is you feel like, you know, they're in their little doctor type things, and it's hard not to assume that they must know better than you, but they don't, because I prayed about the port and I felt like God said, you don't need a port. Mm-hmm. So I feel very comfortable with my doctor and with that, you know, I mean, who's going to, God knows more than the person and than the doctor even. So. So I think if I can keep that in mind when I go sit in that chair, I think it's going to be even better the next time, even if I get someone who's questioning it. And she wasn't mean about it. She wasn't like saying, oh, you're such a doofus for doing it. She was nice, but it's just very different.
Right.
People, and they're all good.
Yeah.
It's both nurses were fantastic.
Yep. Yeah. They each have their own style. And now you know that this is all kind of part of the process of being, you know, experiencing these different styles. And what you, the result of all of this is now, you know, like you've had both experiences and now you've come up with, this is why I don't have a port. This is the way I like to be treated and the way I like to go about my chemo sessions. And so it's like, you've been able to come out the other side with some strong decisions, but it would make perfect sense that early on, you aren't supposed to know. You haven't been through the process. And so you are a deer in the headlights. And, you know, thankfully you had the one woman who was like kind of very, you know, she was a leader through the whole thing.
Yes.
At the beginning, when you were the deer in the headlights, and now you had the second style, and that thankfully followed, you know, the first one, and it gave you the contrast.
Yep.
That is really important to have.
It is so important.
It's such a gift. And so if we really challenge ourselves to look at that, to look at the results that we are getting from this experience, and really challenge ourselves to ask, like, what is the gift and the opportunity in this? You will find yourself being in a state of happiness, even in a chemo session.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, I'll get back to you on that one. And now I'm going to stop us because we ran over in the last one. So we didn't talk, listeners, about, we talked about being happy now and in the future. And next week, we're going to talk about how happiness leads to success. And I'm excited to talk about that. And we're probably going to jump off the chemo bandwagon. Finally, I know, guys, but it's all going well. So Tracy, thank you. And if, listeners, you need coaching, or you want that planner that we talk about, go to Self Made You. You can get her planner on Amazon, right, Tracy? Yep. Or just go to her, go to Tracy and connect. She's got a great coaching program. Or if you want to become a coach, find her. She's amazing. Thanks, Tracy.
You're welcome.
Thank you for tuning in to another empowering episode of Saddle Up Live. As we conclude this exhilarating journey together, don't forget to subscribe, share your thoughts, and become a valued member of our vibrant community. Because, as always, every woman deserves to thrive, flourish, and live her best life. Until the next time, saddle up and keep conquering those trails.